Alvin Williams, our Sportsnet NBA analyst, who's off to the Sweet 16. How you doing
morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys? I'm happy. I'm happy. Villanova's on the way to Sweet 16. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to watch the game. Dropping my son off at daycare right now. I'm here in preschool, so sorry for the noise.
That's a point guard, though, Pear. That's a point guard who knows how to run the floor, right? That's multitasking, seeing things, dropping a son off to dropping a son off to daycare, and still able to fill out a bracket and break down trade deadline with us, Perry.
Well, I'm right, and now I'm back. He's dropped.
Well, and so let's deal with it. Every parent deals with the separation, child to daycare, then they start their day. Do you think we're about to see the separation of Kyle Lowry and this championship Toronto team coming to an end and him leaving? Would you make that move, Elvin, in the next half day?
Me personally, it's one of those things where I look at a lot of the speculation and I look at things that's going on, and I'm always – it seems like if the trade would have happened, it would have happened. I feel like I'm the conspiracy theorist, whereas like the NBA and media, we try to keep these storylines going so people can be attracted and keep the eyes watching and the ears open and things like that. But it's a reality because of what Kyle Lowry brings. And, you know, I think it's a testament to his career in Toronto, and Toronto affording an opportunity for Kyle later in his career to still compete at a high, high level. Championship level, and it's one of those things where also Kyle will be a free agent this year, so you really have to review, you really have to game plan for life without a Kyle Lowry if it happens. So I think you have to consider all of these things being a true reality, but at the same time, I don't think it's as clear cut as we may make it seem to be that trade deadline Kyle Lowry would be going somewhere, because I think it's more of a chance that he's in Toronto finishing in Toronto than it is him going to another team.
So walk me through a scenario like this when you're dealing, because you've worked in a front office before and obviously playing alongside guys who were revered with franchises. Walk me through a scenario where, how do you handle this, right? Because you're talking about a guy who will at all, like, not only have his jersey retired, you know, in the rafters, in Toronto at some point. But, I mean, this guy became a rock star across the country with that NBA championship in 2019. But how do you handle this? Because there's probably going to be a statue built for this guy, not only in addition to having his jersey retired, but that you're talking about a precious piece of a franchise and historically too, Alvin.
Well, this is a unique situation because, you know, in the NBA and pro sports, you know, it's been top, you know, revered athletes, and, you know, they've been shipped without people knowing, right? It's been, I remember Mo Cheeks being here in Philadelphia, taking you way back, and, you know, he was the point guard. He was the Kyle Lowry of Toronto Raptors. You know, of course, Toronto, the Sixers had, he had Dr. J and everything with him and Moses Malone, but after they won the championship and Mo Cheeks was traded, I remember they showed the clip of him coming home, you know, and the cameraman outside his house asking about a trade that he knew nothing about. So this is a unique situation because there's been times where athletes had no clue. They've been, you know, derailed. They've been backdoored and, you know, really caught off guard. But I think this is a situation where both sides will work together, and it's going to be something where if there is a separation or a departure from Kyle Lowry, I think it would be amicable. And it's going to be a great situation where Kyle will always be welcome back to Toronto, not like, you know, early on with the Vince Carters and the Chris Boshes and Tracy McGrady's and things like that. So, you know, emotionally, it'll be something for Kyle to have to deal with. But more importantly, I believe since his legacy is already cemented here in Toronto, then it'll be a great situation for him to be in and something where he can make a true selection and a true decision what's going to be best for him, his family, and everyone will still get along and go their ways in a positive direction.
Well, so let's just, Alvin, let's just put it to you. If you're the GM, do you want that 35-year-old who's got the connection to a championship, that winning pedigree? Or do you think building your team is better to say, you know what, we'll move off the money and use it elsewhere as we rebuild next year? What would you do, plain and simple?
I will want that because I feel Kyle is part of this identity, although I feel that the young pieces in a Fred VanVleet, who plays very similar to Kyle Lowry, is more than capable of, you know, being that leader, being that person night in and night out that can bring your team wins and help your team win. But I feel like with Kyle being there, it still allow a Pascal Siakam to develop. We know that, you know, a lot of pressure has been put on him and things like that, and he's still developing into that role. So I still believe a Pascal Siakam and, you know, OG, these young guys can benefit another year or another 2 years without having so much pressure. And Kyle's still playing at a high level. So me personally, I would seriously consider having Kyle Lowry back. But, you know, Masai Ujiri, he and Bobby, those guys are the experts, and they've done a great job with those decisions. You know, they made some tough decisions, and I'm sure some more have panned out than, you know, than haven't. But sometimes it's luck as well. But I would consider bringing Kyle back, you know, straight up and moving forward, trying to put pieces around him. But once again, I do not know the implications of the finances as well. So that's a big decision as well.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of finances, you're talking about a guy who's got a $30 million price tag, so that complicates issues as well. Alvin Williams, our Sportsnet NBA analyst, with us here on Sportsnet 650. One of the reports, our own Michael Grange was reporting last night that one of the hang-ups, Miami obviously is a potential rumored destination, along with Philadelphia as kind of the two lead contenders, especially in the East. It sounds like they're quite sweet on Tyler Hero possibly coming back for the Raptors, who obviously was just an absolute wonder boy, I guess, for a lack of a better description, in the NBA playoffs last year in the playoff bubble in Orlando. Sounds like the Heat are reluctant to kind of part ways with the young Tyler Hero, but it sounds like Duncan Robinson could be part of that mix as well, that the Heat are willing to offer up. Who's, you know, started every game for the Heat so far this year. Give me a sense of what you'd be willing to accept. And is Duncan Robinson enough in your mind, or are you holding out for somebody like Tyler Hero with Miami? Or is that even enough?
You know, considering the fact that it's an opportunity for Kyle, it's a possibility for Kyle to leave at the end, and you definitely would like to have something moving forward. Those are two very good pieces, especially in today's NBA, with the three-point shot so prevalent, and it spaces the floor, and Nick Nurse does a great job with that style of play as well. So it definitely would be a piece where you can fit those in there, because you still have playmakers and you would still have playmakers in Pascal, you still have playmakers in Fred. So you have people out there that can space the floor, keep the floor spaced, and shoot at a high level. And Tyler Hero is more than just a spacer. He runs pick and roll. You can put the ball in his hand, and he can create as well. So those guys are very good pieces, I feel like, for Toronto. But, if you're Miami as well, are those the pieces that will take you to the next level? I'm not quite sure. Kyle Lowry is that piece mixed with a Jimmy Butler and a Bam Adebayo. So, you know, I think it could possibly be a win-win. But if I am Miami, I definitely would try to hold on to Tyler Hero, you know, as long as I could and hold out as much. But if it came down to a deal-breaker, I definitely would make the move, and Tyler Hero would have to part ways with Miami. But all right, for Toronto, I think it could be a couple good pieces for what they have right now.
Hey, listen, thanks very much for this. You know, it's certainly fascinating to watch unfold here over the next, 29 and a half hours here. Thanks for doing this morning. We got 20 seconds real quick. Villanova, are they going to survive against Baylor coming up when it's in the Sweet 16?
You know, I was watching Baylor, and I was like, oh, this team is pretty good. This team has size, length, athleticism, good guard play. They're aggressive. And I realized that Villanova had the matchup against them. And then I just said, you know what? They're not that good. So I'm taking Villanova from Baylor.
And then I realized, yeah, I'm from Villanova. Nice.
And completely impartial for that pick as well, Williams. Nicely done. Hey, you take care, man. Thanks for doing this again.
Thanks, Alvin.
Thanks. It was fun.